The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Students, can any of you name for me a saint who had the gift of levitation? A saint who, when he or she would enter into prayer, would pray so profoundly that they'd be lifted up off the ground by the Holy Spirit. Maria Sophia? Can you say it loud? St. Teresa of Avila, that's right. Rachel? Oh no, why can I not remember your name? Isabella. St. Faustina? Laura? Padre Pio? Anybody else? You haven't said my favorite yet. Marisa? Joseph of Cupertino, that's right. Okay. And he, of all the saints, he would levitate the highest. There were sometimes he would levitate so high he'd be up as high as some of the trees. Small trees, but still up really high. St. Joseph Cupertino, he would pray so deeply that he would enter into a state they call ecstasy, where he could not see anything, he couldn't hear anything. If someone came up and touched him, he wouldn't even feel it. And the only way he would come out of this is when the experience would end, with the exception of one thing. If his superior, if the priest above him in his order, in his monastery, would tell him, "Joseph, come down right now," he would come down immediately. He would come out of that state of prayer because his superior had authority over him. His superior, when he would speak, was the voice of Jesus in his life. Isabella mentioned Teresa of Avila. Teresa of Avila, in her life, she experienced, like very few saints, some amazing spiritual experiences. There were times when our Lord would appear to her. There were times when she would hear Jesus speak to her, or a Blessed Mother speak to her. There was one occasion where an angel appeared to her while she was praying and had a dart from heaven in his hand, and he stuck that dart, he pierced her heart with that dart to fill her heart evermore with divine love, to raise her higher in holiness. Did you know she would never believe anything she experienced like that until she laid it before her spiritual director, a good, holy, prayerful, humble priest? And she would say, "Father, I do not want to believe this unless you first confirm for me that it is of God." Because she had placed herself under that priest's authority. And one more. One of you mentioned Padre Pio. Padre Pio, he would have thousands of people come to Mass every single day. Over the course of a year, he would hear tens of thousands of confessions. There was a period in his life where the church said, this priest is so popular and he has all these gifts. What if they're not real?" So for 2 years, he could not celebrate Mass publicly. He could not hear a single confession. He could not celebrate any of the sacraments for anyone except in private. Padre Pio never uttered a word of complaint because he knew that the church was the bride of Christ and that our Lord Jesus Christ would speak through his church. And so whatever the church was asking was for his good. The church had the authority of Christ. So when the scribes and the Pharisees say to Jesus, "By what authority are you doing these things?" It's actually a really good question. But what's the reality? They had already made their decision. They didn't believe that Jesus was of God. Remember when he would cast out demons? What did they say? "You're doing that by the power of the devil." And they had already made their decision about John the Baptist. Because if they believed he was from heaven, if what he was doing was heavenly, they would have been going out to be baptized by him. But they had already rejected him. And you think, "Oh my goodness, if I lived when Jesus lived, how could I not follow him? How could they not see all these miracles that he's working, all these good things, setting people free from demons?" But their hearts were hard. They were closed, and so they were blind. They could not see, which is why at the beginning of his ministry, he starts by saying, and we hear at the beginning of Advent, "Repent." If every day of your lives you're not seeking to be better than you were yesterday, then you're not following me as you ought. And I close with this. There's a gentleman who comes to confession to me pretty often. And it's so beautiful the way he ends his confession every time. He's said all of his sins. And at the end he says, "For these, for all the sins of my life, I ask the Lord's forgiveness. And Father, I really want to change." May we say to our Lord today, "Jesus, I really want to change.